left off discussing Mashu Grushas, and we pointed out that the Gemara Daf Yigal from Beis quotes a Braisa regarding the case of Mashu Grushas of the Hivet Sarasa Choletzitz. And the Gemara says, how can that possibly be? Why would we insist that Chalitza has to be done to her and to the Tzarek as well? That seems to be something which is absolutely unreasonable, and the Gemara affirms, that's true, Ema Hi Otsarasa. So Tosus is very bothered, the Tosus Dvar Masal, oh, why is that so unreasonable? That should indeed be the truth, that the Chalitza should be for he and Sarasa, because of the sugya later in Abchavav that we discussed of a Chalitza Psula. If you have a case of a Chalitza Psula, in such a case, you know what? One Chalitza is not going to be sufficient. So for example, if you have three brothers, and two of their brothers are married to sisters, and those brothers are married to the sisters die, in such a case, now you have a problem, because after all, you have a circumstance of achal sekukasa. And if you assume yezika, so in such a case, achal sekukasa should be similar to achal zisha, in which instance, you know what, that a chalitza of one is not going to be sufficient at all. That's the chalitza psula. In the case of the chalitza psula, a single chalitza is not going to be potera sarosein. Okay? If that really is true, so therefore, why wouldn't one argue that's exactly the case in Mashu Grushaso? Why indeed would one distinguish? The definition of a Chalitza Psula, that's the Rashi and Abchavav Mudeis, very simply, that Imratza Liyavim Eino Yachal, the Yibum is not considered to be an option. Okay? The Rambam even goes a step further, but the Gaon points out there in Abchavav Mudeis that this is based on and similar to Rashi Shita. The Rambam Hilchos Yibum Perek Zayin Halacha Yud includes even in these cases Yisurei Drabanan. Even Yisurei Drabanan. You have a case of Shnios where there's an Yisurei Drabanan that doesn't allow for Yibum, the Sugya Lein Yavama Sandav Chafalev, or you have a case of Chavilavim where Midaraisi would say Ese Dochalosa say, or cases of Chaviese where Midaraisi would assume that the Kima say of Yibum should be Docha the Isser say. In those cases, even though midrabanan we do not do so, we obviously insist on chalitza. Midaraisa there could be yibum. Midrabanan no yibum, we insist on chalitza. So the Rambam writes a very great chiddush that in those cases, that's a chalitza psula. And a single chalitza is not going to go in and exempt its sorrows. Wow, Rashi writes this when it comes to those cases that midaraisa are not only yibum. The Rambam extends it and argues this is even true when it comes to yisuri drabanan. We'll have to see, is there any makar for this Rambam? Is there any makar? There's a stunning comment of Nitziv, Marom Esade. You know what the Nitziv writes? It's clear in our Gemara. All right, we'll have to get there. It's clear in Araya to the Rambam. It's clear from our Gemara, no? Okay. You have to figure out, how is it so clear from our Gemara? But the Rambam Shita, it's like Rashi, that if you have a case where it's in a little Yibam, that's a chalitza psula, and in a Yibam can extend even to cases of Shnios, and Chavilavin, and Esei Mudaraisa, indeed it is, Ola, Ola. Satosis is very bothered. If that really is true, what would you say about Mashu Grushasa? Mashu Grushasa really is Nisa Daraisa, and certainly that should be a chalitza psula, and our Gemara says it's not reasonable to argue Hivet Sarasa. How can that possibly be? So Tosa says, we don't assume that just because something is in a Ola Yibum, that makes it into a Chalitza Psula. We certainly don't assume. What is the Hagdar of a Chalitza Psula? So Tosa writes the Chiddush that Niklasha HaZika. It means a case where the Zika is impaired. The Zika is impaired. Oh, so in such an instance, then we assume if the Zika is incomplete, one Chalitza is going to be insufficient. Okay? And this is, we pointed out with the Magen Mishnah, right? It's in the view of the Halachas Gedolos as well. Niklusha Hazika. Well, you know, one understands. So therefore, you can limit it. Some cases yes, some cases no. What really is unclear is that, how does that answer Tosus's kasha of Mashu Grushasa? I guess you would have to assume that in Mashu Grushasa, the Zika is not weakened. The Zika is not weakened. That itself is a very great Kiddush, no? I understand if you're dealing with, for example, a side isser, you know, that the brother happens to be a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. So I understand, lo niklusha hazika, there are other brothers, the Zika is fully intact. In a case of Mashu Grushasa, where she is Asura Labao, or Tumak Siva Karayos, that also is a very great Kiddush to assume. We're not out of the woods with Tosus. Tosa says you can't have this broad definition of Eino Yibum. You have to refine it. It has to be a case where the Zika is impaired. Okay, I'm willing to accept that. Where are the cases that the Zika is indeed impaired? It's not impaired in the case of Mashu Grushasa. Why, in fact, would that be? Why, in fact, would that be? After all, that Tumaksiv Bakarayos in the case of Mashu Grushasa, or at least Mutavasur Basulo Koshkein, that sounds like that the Zika is indeed impacted. How else could you argue? Oh, the Rashba Narsugya. The Rashba says that, you know what? Who says that we have to take sides with the issue of Zika or ain't Zika? You have a Braisa that says that, you know, he on Sarasa. That's really based on the concept of Zika, and therefore that's considered to be Achosu Kukaso. Is that really true? We don't want the Braisa to be forced to assume that. So therefore the Gemara says Kipshuto, Ohi, Otsarasa. That's in order to accommodate the possibility of Ein Zika. Otherwise you have a Braisa with Reshes that says, Yei Zika. So our Gemara is saying the following, there's no Raya whatsoever, because you know what, when it says he Otsarasa, it can mean he Otsarasa, meaning or, not meaning and. Okay? It's still not so simple when it comes to Tosus' application to Machshir Grushasa. Apparently, one has to argue as follows, no doubt, a very, very great Kiddush, that, of course, the Zika is impaired. If this woman is Asura al-Habal, that doesn't affect the Zika, how can I argue that's true? But maybe the following incredible lundus, that, you know what, there is a Zika that affects Yibum, there's a Zika that affects Chalitza. Is that seamless? Well, of course, the Zika of Yibum is impaired if she's Asura al-Habal. But can I argue that's true, that the Zika of Yibum is impaired, but Chalitza? Why should we argue that a woman who is Asur al-Habal means that the Chalitza is compromised? The Chalitza is compromised. If you have a case of a woman who is Asur al-Habal, Mashu Grushasa, or a case of Sota, for example, that affects the Gerushin. The Gerushin is impaired. The Ishus is impaired. That I understand. Is the Gerushin impaired? So that's the Kiddush that one could suggest. This is what the Karen Ora writes, that the Zika Sibum, of course, is Klusha. That certainly is true. But who says that that spills over to Chalitza? Maybe one could argue that that's the Kiddush Atosus, that the Chalitza is considered to be that which remains. And this would help us in terms of the Raivit Shita as well. Because when we did the Sugya of Sota, we pointed out the Chiddush of the Raivit, that even a case of Sota Vadai requires Chalitza. Even a Sota Vadai requires Chalitza. Why is that true? It doesn't sound that way from our Sugyas, no? But what was the Chiddush of the Raivit? That the Iker Sugya of Sota is the Sugya in Sota, Dafei. And the Sugya in Sota, Dafei, says the following, that Isla Baumilo Bayaget. If the husband was alive, you wouldn't require a get. After all, in a Sota Vade, a get is required. And therefore, in a Sota Vade, Chalitz is required. What's true of a get legabe Yabal is true of Chalitz legabe Hayavan. Okay, that's the great Kiddush of the Raivit Shita. As opposed to arguing, no, that's not true. You have a Gzeres HaKosu, La'acher V'Layavan, that's not true. But the Raivit Shita's Chalitz is necessary. Okay, let's assume the Raivit Shita. How do you do Chalitza? Chalitza. What do you mean? Why do you allow for Ohi Otsarasa? You're going to argue, even in a case of a Sota, the Zika is not impaired. In a Sota, when is the Zika impaired? No? It's not impaired in the case of Sota. You have a Vade, Eshus, Eshuzinsa, who's a Sur Labal, and the Zika remains intact. The Eshus remains intact. How can that possibly be? Apparently, the answer is the following. No. The Zika Sibum is impaired. But how do you know that spills over to the case of Chalitza? The case of Chalitza. Wow. So that is the Chiddush. That's the Keren Ora. Oh, that's the Chazanish writes. And Eben Ezra and Kuchav Zayin, Sivkot and Zayin. That is the Chiddush. Of course, something has to be Kolush. But if I bring you a Raya that the Zika is affected the Gabi Yibum, does that necessarily mean that somehow that is true when it comes to Chalitza as well? And maybe the answer is absolutely not. Absolutely not. And maybe this is relevant for the Rambam Shita as well, because in the case of Mashu Grushasa, so Chalitza. So let's assume, for example, Chalitza is done in the case of Mashu Grushasa. We're not going to allow for Yibum. She's a Sur Labal, so we're going to insist on Chalitza. How does that affect the Tzaras? So it's not 100% explicit in the Rambam. Not 100% explicit in the Rambam, okay, but Magid Mishnah writes that's the case. When you look at that Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel, that you know what, in a case of Mashu Nehrasu, we insist on Chalitza, and in such the case, the Chalitza is Poteres Sarasa. The Chalitza is Poteres Sarasa. Wow. So the Rambam in Vav Yud Gimel implies, and the Magid Mishnah spells it out explicitly, that in a case of Machshir Grushasa, one chalitza is considered to be sufficient. Okay, then you get to the next parak, Zayin Yud, and the Rambam starts talking about a chalitza psula. And a chalitza psula can entail, according to the Rambam, even Isuri Drabanan, Shnios, Chavei Lavim, Chavei Esei. In those cases, Enon Poteres Sarasa. Enon Poteres Sarasa. How do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile? If it's Nisud Drabanan, the chalitza is impaired, and one chalitza will not go ahead and exempt its saras. And in a case of mashu grushaso, where it's clearly a lav daraisa, then we assume that, you know what, the chalitza is poteres sarasa. Why indeed would that be the case? I would argue maybe the opposite is true. When it comes to nisa daraisa, that should be a chalitza psula. When it comes to nisa rabbanan, okay, we can talk about it. Is nisa rabbanan enough to argue that that is so impactful? But that's Poshev Shad and Rambam. It sounds stunning. In Mashu Grushaso, so in such a case, you know what that's called? A Chalitza Kshera. And in a case of Shnios Darayos, it's called a Chalitza Psula. Why would that be? Why would that be? Oh, so that we saw the Bach, Kufayin Dalet, where the Bach writes the following. Again, maybe that's the issue. The issue is the relationship between the Yibum, and the Chalitza. Let's assume, for example, in the case of Machshir Grushaso, what exactly is the din? So the Gemara says, look, let me tell you a kavachomer. That b'mutal anesra, basul l'koshke. So that means, you know what the din d'araisa is? Eino misya benes. But the din d'araisa is chaletzes. Enochinami, v'olsi v'im to'ashara. Sometimes you have cases, the sugyan d'atraf, that mi d'araisa, eino oli yibum, so l'chalitza. Okay, that's the halacha. What did the Chachamim do? They didn't touch that. They didn't touch that. That's the halacha of Mashu Grushaso. There is no Yibum, but there is Chalitza. Why did the Chachamim have to get involved with the case of Mashu Grushaso? So that really means that Midaraisa, Eina Misya Bemes, but yes, absolutely, Chalet says, you know what, I can argue that the Yibum is affected, but the Chalitza remains pristine. And that's not called the Chalitza Psula. That's not called a chalitza psula. That's why when it comes to the case of Mashu Grushaso, that's called a chalitza kshera. All of a sudden, you have the case of Chavei Lavim. Midaraisa there's Yibum. Shnios. Midaraisa there's Yibum. Chavei Esei. Midaraisa there's Yibum. But Gozra Be'Rabbanan, the Chacham said, you know what? Because of Gozra Be'Shona, Be'Shnia, we do not allow that. We don't want a case where you can have a tchilas bi and then insist on Gerushin. So therefore, this we're going to weigh in. And we are going to weigh in and argue that, you know what, that's not the case. That's not, what did the Chachamim do? When the Chachamim all of a sudden made their gzeira in the cases of Shnios or Chavei Lavin or Chavei Esei, what I argue also, that was compartmentalized. The gzeira was only as far as Yibum and Achalitza. Or maybe here I could argue the Chiddush, no. You know what the Chachamim said? In such an instance where there's an Issur Drabanan, and we're going to weigh in and say, you know what, stop. That Issur Drabanan, that Zera, did not only affect the Yibum, it affected the Chalitza as well. Number one, it doesn't allow for Yibum. Number two, according to the Rambam, let's see what the Makar is. But number two, it rendered the Chalitza as a Chalitza Psula. Who says the Chachamim only goes there on Yibum and not Chalitza? When the Chacham said, Midrabanan, you know what? We do not want this to remain, and therefore we have to weigh in. The Chacham could weigh in two ways. Maybe they could only weigh in an Yibum and let Chalitza remain. Or maybe they could argue, no, we are going to weigh in on the Zika. You know what? Midrabanan, the Chacham said, the Zika is impaired. If the Zika is impaired, that's going to spill over. No, that's not only going to affect Yibum, that's going to affect Chalitza. Chalitza as well. So maybe one could argue, no. That a chalitza and nisud rabbanan is pristine. It's a chalitza kshera. But no, the Rambam will argue that's not true. It's really considered to be a case of a chalitza psula. So that's the chiddush of the Rambam. Is it a kavachomer But if it's a chalitza psula in shnios, it should be a chalitza psula in mashu grushasa. So that's the chiddush. No, the answer is no. There's not a kavachomer at all. When it comes to the case of mashu grushasa, you know what? The chachamim allowed the din daraisa to remain. In the case of shnios and chavachaviyese, they certainly did not do so. What was the nature of the gzeira? Was that a seamless gzeira affecting the zika? Or was that only Xer as far as an Isser of Yibum is concerned? Okay, so now we understand what the Sfar of the Rambam would be, but Mehechatesi, no? Is there any indicator that that's true? Is there any Raya that that's true? Okay, you see the Rambam, so we have to explain the Rambam. Okay, so we explain the Rambam. Great. Okay, that itself is an accomplishment. But is there any Raya to the Rambam? Ooh, so the Netziv, Roma Yisrael, take a look. Yavamos Yer Aleph Mabez says, yeah, just take a look at the Shachar Atari, the Gemara, and you know what? You're going to see where the Rambam got this from. Well, our Gemara quotes the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet. You know what? You have a case of a man who dies, and there are a couple of wives. You know, one is a Ksheir. The other wife is a Psula. One is a Ksheir, wife is a Psula. So the Mishnah tells us very simply, if you're doing chalitza, choletz the psula. If you're doing yibum, do the yibum to the ksheira. No? That's the Mishnah, daf mem dalet. Sem choletz the psula, im hayim yabim yabim the ksheira. Oh, so argamar, Rav Shea says. Now, what exactly does that mean? What exactly is the case? What is ksheira and what is psula? So let me mention one possibility of the Gemara says. You know what? We're talking about a case where this married man who died, is he Yisrael? We're talking about a case where his brother clearly is he Yisrael. No, they are not calling him whatsoever. But you know what? I'll tell you the following. He died. You know what? So now you need Yimur Chalitza. So you know what? If you're going to do Chalitza. So in such a case that, you know what? Oh. So ksheira could mean ksheira la'alma. What does ksheira la'alma mean? Oh, a case of an almana l'kohen. Okay. Psula would mean a case of a grusha. So for example, you have a man who's married, and he has two wives. Let's say one wife is an almana, one wife is a grusha. If you're going to do chalitza to the grusha. Do the chalitza to the grusha. Now, so the Gemara is bothered. Why? What difference does it make? As far as he's concerned, he's Yisrael. There's a difference between a man and a grusha. There's no difference. So the Gemara says, the main afkamina. Oh, you're right. Ella, we have to construct the case differently. We have to construct the case that, you know what, that one of the wives is forbidden to him. Oh, so we're not talking about ksheira and psula alma, that's our Gemara. We're talking about a case of ksheira and psula lei. Psula lei. What does psula lei mean? You have a case of a man who dies, and he has several wives, and one of them is a mashu grushaso. So the mashu grushaso, right? It is usher. It's usher to the yibum. There's no yibum. The other woman, absolutely yes. So you know what? If you're going to do yibum to the ksheira. Obviously, no? The yibum to the ksheira. If you're going to do chalitza to the machsha grushasa. Do chalitza to the woman who is psula to you. So there are two wives. One woman is forbidden. One is not. So therefore, you know what? If you're doing yibum, do yibum to the tzara. If you're doing chalitza, do it to the woman who machsha grushasa. Oh, if that's pshat, what does Rav Shesha say in our Gemara? So you see that tzaros machsha grushasa mutaros. We're talking about against the Mashu Grushasa. And now, what does the Mishnah mean? If you're doing Yibum, you do it to the Tzara. That's Mefurish then, no? That when it comes to Mashu Grushasa, there's no Ptur Tzaros. Oh, that was our Gemara. Oh, so the Gemara brings the Raimu Chachas. Don't you see that Tzara's Mashu Grushasa Muteres? The Gemara says, no. Let's go back to the original construction. Now, we're talking about a case of, you know, a Grushan Amana. A grush and almana, why would you call her a psula? As far as the Baal and the Yavam are concerned, there's no psul. Oh, so the Gemara says, beautiful. No, Kan Shana Rebbe. This is what Rebbe says. You know what? You know, why would you do something that is going to be a negative effect on others? On others. You're right. As far as you're concerned, it makes little difference that wife A is an almana, wife B is a grusha. Makes little difference. But you know what? If you can do yibam, you're going to do chalitza. If you do chalitza to the almana, now that almana becomes asur l'kohen. Because a chalutz is asur l'kohen, not an almana. So if you have a woman who in any case is asur l'kohen, and you're doing chalitza, why would you make a woman asur l'kohen where chalitza can be done to the tzara, where she is already asur l'kohen? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah Daf Mendal. Good? That's our Gemara. That's the Shaka V'Tari. Okay, good. So how is that relevant to us at all? How is that relevant? So the Gemara says the following. We have two possibilities of understanding that Mishnah. Now, when we say Ksher Apsur, is it layer or is it La'alma? Is it layer or La'alma? What's an example of La'alma? These women are fine for me, but there could be a problem for another guy because he's a Kohen. Good? Oh no, so we're talking about a case of Psula Lay. We're not talking about a case of La'alma. We're talking about a woman. There's a problem as far as the Yom is concerned. Let me ask you a question. Is it so hard to come up with a case? That there's Yibum and there's a problem between the Yavam and the Yavama? I'll give you a whole bunch of cases. The only case is Mashu Grushasa. What about other Chavi Lavin? What about other cases of Chavi Lavin? What about a case of an Amman L'Kohen Gadol? What about such a case? Why do you have to come out to Mashal Grushasa? La'alma means the women are okay for me, but it can be answered to someone else. That's good. Ami Yisrael, he's a Kohen. No. Maybe it's talking about a case of Psula means Psula Lay. What's a case of Psula Lay? That's looking chumish now. Any case of psulei kavam, they're psulei kumim, psulei kav. What do you have to come up with a case of mashu grushasa? No, that's like a kasha. No, who asked this kasha? Rashi. No, Rashi. You don't have to look so far. Rashi. From Aschol psula. The Gemara is coming up with a case where psulei. We want to try to have a case where there's a problem if it's in the oven, the yavam. So the answer has to be mashu grushasa. What about every other case where there's an isserbia between the Yavam and the Yavama? So what does Rashi write? Because if you're going to tell me it's talking about other cases of Chavi Lavim, or you're going to tell me it's a case of Amana L'Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha to a Kohen Hedya, whatever the case would be, what does Rashi write? My Osla Shmina. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? In other words, what would the case be? Huh? A brother dies, there are two women. One is mutter to me, one is asr to me. So therefore, if you're doing yibum, do it to the mutter. If you're doing chalitza, do it to the one who's asr. Yeah, Rashi says, obvious. Isn't that obvious? Mayas lashmina. So the Gemara chooses bedavka case of mashu grushasa where there's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Then in the case of mashu grushasa, there's no ptur tzaras. If you're talking about just a regular case of Chavi Lavim, Rashi writes, My Osla Shmina. We're good? Okay. So Rashi raises this kasha. Why does the Gemara have to pick on the case of Mashu Grushasa? Any case would be good. If I ask you, what's a case where there's an issue with Yavni Yavama, what do you have to come to Mashu Grushasa for? You give a whole list of cases. Now, yeah, those cases are obvious. There's a chiddush in the Val Mashu Grushasa. The chiddush is we allow Yibum to the Tzara. Because maybe one could argue if Mashu Grushasa, Tumaksiba Karayos, there's a Ptur Tzaros. Good? So the Nitziv just writes in Rome Sadeh, quotes his Rashi, and he writes, Vizeh Dochek. He thinks that what Rashi writes, the Mayasla Shminan, but that's so obvious. Okay, you know what? And I guess the Mishnah is not going to refer to the obvious case. The Mishnah is telling you a chiddush amashu grushasa. That Mishnah daf mendalad is telling you a chiddush amashu grushasa. Because other cases are so obvious. Is it so obvious? As opposed to just assuming the Mishnah says that, you know what? Mishnah is telling you when you sell it, if you're going to do chalitza too. Right? That the person who's asurla. Okay. What's the other option? I understand the kasha. Why did the Gemara have to say Mashu Grushasa? So Rashi says, because others, the Kiddush is not necessary. Not necessary. That's Pasha. You know what the Nesev writes? The Rambam. This is the Makar of the Rambam. Because what is the Rambam Shita? When it comes to Shnios or Chavi Lav or Chavi Esei, guess what? That's a Chalitza Psula. And the chalitza would not exempt all the tzaros. What is the Mishnah saying? And that mendalot. The Mishnah mendalot says the following: if you're going to do chalitza, do it to the one who is a psula, and the others will be unaffected. Right? Very good. After all, because you know what? Acherim tzrichim though. Acherim tzrichim. Why doesn't it mention other cases of chalitza and chalitza? Well, you know what the answer is? According to the Rambam, in those cases, the zika is impaired. And a chalitza has to be done to all of them. The Gemara has to come up with a case where if you do chalitza, well, the chalitza is asura, but it's not a chalitza psula, and therefore, you know what the eitz is? Do chalitza to her, and the others will be saved. The others can go ahead and marry a kohen. Well, of course it couldn't say chavilam or chaviese, because according to the Rambam Shita, wow, that's a chalitza psula. And you require a chalitza al kol hanashim, so guess what? We would not be able to apply that Mishnah. Avim haya choles, choles l'psula, no, choles l'kulam, choles wow. So what Rashi says, that you know what, that in achinami, the simple teretz of our Gemara would be chavilav and chaviesei, but it's too simple, right? Mayas l'ashminam. So we're going to give you a teretz that's going to tell you a chiddush. No, according to the Rambam Shita, you know what, that cannot be. Wow, that's something which is very, very important. That's very important. Wow. The Netziv even adds the following. That's because if you're talking about a case where, let's assume the Yavam would be usur to the Yavama. Let's assume, for example, for whatever reason, that the Yavam is a mamzer. And usur to the Yavama. If they would do Yibum, you know what? Nivala pasala. That would result in nivala pasala. That would affect the Isha. That would affect the Vlad. Nivala pasala. Oh, so you know what the Nesiv writes a Chiddush? If that really is true, if nivala pasala, you ready? That already means it's a Zika Klusha. As a result of the Yibum, it creates a psul. Wow. That's a Kiddush. If you're talking about a case of a Machshu Grushasa, you know what? Is Mutter to Yisrael, Usher to a Kohen. If Yibum will be done to the Machshu Grushasa, there's no new psul. Of a nivel apostle. There's no new psul of nivel apostle. Her status changed as a result of a mashug rishasu is a surul of kohen and mutu the Yisrael. That would not be affected by this next step of Yibum. So therefore, if the Yibum would not affect, that's not called a Zika Klusha. A Zika Klusha means where the Maisi Yibum would go ahead and create the psul. Wow. Okay. That's an important Kiddush. But that's the beautiful of Netziv. Very short paragraph of Netziv. But the Netziv writes, that's the Raya to the Rambam Shita. Right, from our Gemara, in that case. Wow. Our Gemara says, now Rabbi Yochanan, that Mashu Grushasa Mishni says, what exactly is luck when it comes to Etzara? The Gemara says the following, because after all, there's a Kavachomer, our Gemara says. But Mutula Asura, this woman, Mashu Grushas, was usher to a husband. So ba'asla l'kol shkein. Ba'asla l'kol shkein. Wow. So based on the kal v'chomer, that's a chiddush, no? Based on the kal v'chomer, we're going to argue there's a ptur tzaros. There's a ptur tzaros. How does that work exactly? If you assume in the parasha of Masur Grushasa, that's the meaning of Benistar Vinitma'a, you know what that means? Masur Grushasa, but Tumak Siba Karayos. Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur, Tumak Siba Karayos. If Tumak Siba Karayos, there should be a Ptur Tzaros. I understand that, no? The Gemara says, no. Alibita Chachamin Tibarlach. Tumak Siba is referring to a Sotavada. So why would you think there's a Ptur Tzaros? Because there's a Kal v'chomer. B'mutula Asura, Basa Lo Kol Shkein. There's an Isser between her and her husband. So obviously there's an Isser between her and the Yavam. And that's enough, the Midchei Tzarasa. Isn't that a Kiddush? Isn't that a Kiddush? Well, what's the Isser of Mashu Grishasa to the husband? It's Nisr Lav, no? Lo Yichal. It's Nisr Lav, good? Nisr Lav. What about the Nisr Avini Tama'a? No. You know? Arachre Sheru Tama'a? No. Now that's referring to Sota. So, there's no halach of Tumak Siba. It's just Nisr Lav of Lo Yichal. And what does our Gemara say? That should be enough, the Midchei Tzarasa. When you read that, were you like shocked? No? Did you like jump up and say, well, there's a Ptur Tzaros for Chavi Lavin? What does that mean exactly? What do you mean a Ptur Tzaros for Chavi Lavin? There's a Ptur Tzaros for Arayas. Even Rabbi Akiva, that there's Lamzeiros from Chavi Lavin. There's a Ptur Tzaros when it comes to Arayas. So if you're going to argue as Yosef Ben Kippur that Afriya Sherhu Tama is referring to Mashu Grushaso, so you know what the answer is, despite the fact that this is only a lav, yeah, but the Torah characterizes this lav as Tumak Siba, so maybe that's comparable to Arayas, in which case it's the Tzaros. And if you hold like the Chacham, that that's not true, Afriya Sherhu Tama is referring to Sota Vadai, and there is no Tumah Mashu Grushasa. In Mashu Grushasa, there's only a lav of a yuchal, but maybe that's enough, the Midchei Tzarasa. On what basis? No? A lav is enough, the Midchei Tzarasa? Really? Chavi lavin, we would assume Midchei Tzarasa? That would really be the case. How can that possibly be? No? Are you bothered by that? No? That's Rabbi Chanan's Kashin, the Kol Betzaros, and Siman Dalet. What's the Gemara talking about? A lav without Tumah? A lav without Tumah? Just because there's a Kal v'chomer? So we had something like this before. Now, that was the Magid Mishnah. Now, Bav Yud Gimel, the Magid Mishnah, the Beis Shmuel, Kufayin Dalet. No? Yichazer over Shabbos? No. That's the test. The Magid Mishnah seems to equate Mashu Grushasa with Chavi Lavin Vesei. That was really difficult, no? The Kes Mishnah was rather, how can you equate them? Amana min asun the Kohen Gadol is Chavi Lavin Vesei. And Ein Esei Gokalosa Sei Vesei. But Mashu Grushasa is allowed. And Yibum, Midarai says it in Chalosase. No? Remember that? Well, what was the answer? Wait a second. When can I assume an Esed of Chalosase when it comes to Yibum? I have a mitzvah of Yibum. And there happens to be, right, and secondary, and absolutely extrinsic love. No? One of the brothers is a Kohen Gadol. And this was a marriage, min ha'irisin. So for all other brothers, there's a full zika. for this brother, there's a love of amana. Would you argue that's true when it comes to mafshir grushasa? Would you argue that's true when it comes to mafshir grushasa? And esay dochalosa say, what do you mean? That's what the Gemara says. Kavachomer, kavachomer. No, b'mutvasu rabasul kol shkein. We saw that. No, if she is forbidden to her husband, there is no possibility of evil. There is no possibility of evil. What do I mean? Esay dochalosa say. No. How can it be that she's a sur al habal and she is muteres al hayavam? The zika is an extension of the ishus, and if the ishus is bavero uve iser, there's no possibility of yibum. When can you invoke the principle of an esed ochalosasin? When the zika is intact and you're dealing with a side iser like a manu kohen gadol, oh, now I can balance. You know what? Maybe the mitzvah of yibum is sufficiently potent to be docha the iser of aman l'kohen gadol. And guess what? It is. But if you have a case where a woman is a sura al habal, you're going to use the esed ochalosa say, even though you're a sura al habal, you're morteris l'boel. That's the kavachomer. Oh, so you're right. When it comes to typical chavilav, there's no pur tzaros. But when you're dealing with the iser lav of machshu grushaso, Mashu Grushaso, where it's a non-starter, maybe that would generate a Ptur Tzaros. Maybe that would generate a Ptur Tzaros. Wow. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Mi Olam Kal V'Chomer L'Minchei Tzarasa. Not Mi Olam Isser Lav L'Minchei Tzarasa. Olam Kal V'Chomer. And what was the other example that we saw? That Chiddush of Yishmua Kufa Yindalit. That, you know what, that a bia of mafshir grushasa would not be poteris sarasa. Because that's a bia psula. That's a bia psula. What do you mean? It's only chadilav, mesed ochalosa say. No. Not if. You know, if I have a posuk that says something is osa, in this case, you're going to say, why don't you say yesed ochalosa say? You know what? If there's a posuk that says this is osa, we're done. We're done, no? You don't apply an essay dochalosa say. If you have a pasuk, you're done. Remember the mashal? No. If you have a pasuk that says, ha Ezra, women are exempt from sukkah, guess what? Women are exempt from sukkah. No? It's a pasuk. Women are exempt from sukkah. Sukkah chavkes. You're going to tell me, why not say tesva? That women are obligated to masal against sukkah? Why not say afhanu boso on it? If there's a pasuk that says women are exempt from sukkah, we're done. If you don't have a pasuk, now I can apply principles of tesov. I can apply a principle of afino boso anes. But isn't it obvious? If you have a pasuk, we're done. No. What do you mean? I'm going to apply a klal to override the pasuk? Like really? That's what? So if you have here, that what do you mean? But mutlas rosal koshkein. Don't raise the issue of an esed ochalosa say. That exactly is the discussion of our Gemara. So this kavachomer, maybe that would be sufficient. L'midche sarasa. That's pretty heavy, no? Okay. Ooh, no. The next kasha tosis. No. This is a tosis in the Chavav Mebeis. Rashi raises the following. You know what the definition of chalitza psula is? A case where yibum is forbidden. If yibum is forbidden, so that renders the chalitza. The chalitza is a chalitza psula. Chalitza psula. So Tosu said, you know, how does that fit with the case of mafshir grushasa? Right, okay. Gemara. Tosu raises another kasha. No? Tosu raises a kasha from the sugya. This Tosu Chavav Mebeis. Tosu raises a kasha from the sugya of Chavzayin Amar Aleph, the case of Shmuel. Really, Rashi Shita, any time that Yibum is forbidden, that not only affects the Yibum, but that renders Chalitza as a Chalitza Psula. And Sri Chalakser, I'll call Achim. And that's the Shita Saraba, even when it comes to Yisuri Drabana. The Gemara of Chavzayin says the following. Let's assume, for example, you have three brothers, and two of the brothers are married to two sisters, our case that we just discussed, no? And the two brothers married to the sisters die. Okay. So, the Gemara Chazayin tells us the following, that if chalatz la'achayas, if you did the chalitza to the sisters, lo niftar hatzaras. If you did chalitza to the sisters, achus u'kukaso, lo niftar hatzaras. If you did chalitza to the tzara, then niftar achayas. Okay? You can do chalitza. If you do chalitza to one of those sisters, that's a problem, no? Because this is achos isha bezika, no? Achos u'kukaso. Achos u'kukaso is not going to go ahead and create a tour for the tzaros that we just discussed. That's a chalitza psula. If you do chalitza to the tzaros, we're good to go. That's a chalitza kshera, and therefore niftaru. Everyone is there. Is everyone is there? Okay. The Gemara raises the following question. Now, even if chalas the tzaros, why niftaru achayos? Why should that be? Why not argue that's considered to be tzaros achos isha bezika? Maybe that's tzaros achos isha bezika. Why is it so obvious if chalatz letzaros niftru achayos? Why is it obvious? Why isn't that a case of tzaros achos isha bezika? In which case, that also should be a chalitza psula. A chalitza should be required of all of them. You know what the Gemara answers? Kasavar Shmuel, ein zika. Ein zika. If ein zika, so therefore there's no such concept of tzaros achos isha bezika. Wait a second, the Gemara says, if you hold ein zika, what's wrong with doing chalitza to the achayos? No? Halacha one, chalatz l'achayos, lo niftar tzaros, because that's achos isha bezika. Wait a second, if you hold ein zika, no? If you're of the opinion, Shmuel, no, that ein zika, so what do you mean? What do you mean? So, in chalatz, why would we assume that, you know, that chalatz lachayos, why would that be the case? No? So Tosus points out the following. There's another consideration as well. The Gemara says the following. If you really hold Ein Zika, so Chalatz L'Achayos, you did Chalitza, for example, to one woman, Leah, no? So in such a case, why would we say that the Tzaros of Leah are not exempted if Ein Zika? Ein Zika? If Ein Zika, so therefore, where did this sister come from? Tosa says the following. Even if one should assume that that's true, Tosus writes the following. Maybe, there's another consideration, and that is, Oser levatel mitzvah siyavni. Don't set up a situation where a person is going to end up being levatel, the mitzvah of Yibum. How would that be? Let's assume, for example, that in that instance, three brothers, two are married to sisters, one dies, you hold Ein Zika. Let's assume, for example, Yibum would be done to one of those sisters. You can tell me, Achos u'kukaso, Ein Zika. Let's say Yibum would be done to one of those sisters. That could result in a problem, no? Because you're going to do Yibum to this sister, Leah, no? Shema Tamos Tosu says Tzoras Rachel. Maybe the Tzoras of Rachel will die. And now what happens? If you did Yibum to Leah, the only candidate for Yibum for the death of the other brother is Rachel. They're sisters. And that would mean Teitzei Rachel below Yibum. Teitzei Rachel below Yibum. So fine. No. That would be a case of my doing something that would be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum. Even if you hold Ein Zika, but if I do Yibum to sister A, you know what? There's no longer a possibility of Yibum or Chalitza to sister B. And maybe that's a problem. Aside from Yei Zika, that the Isser is achos u'kukaso, the Isser is just projecting forward. if a person were to go ahead and do Yibum to sister A, that could result in an inability to do Yibum to sister B, in which case, wow, she was no fellas the Yibum, and you did Yibum to sister A, and now sister B is going to go free without Yibum or Chalitza. Maybe that's a violation of Osu Levatel Mitzvah Siyavim. Wow. Two brothers marrying two sisters in general, one could argue as follows. Right now, there's no Yibum or Chalitza. Two brothers married two sisters. In this case, two brothers married two sisters, and the two brothers died. So you have an Afili Yibum here, an Afili Yibum here, you're going to Yibum with sister A. That was considered to be a Bitul Mitzvah Yibum. Wow, wow. So that's a case that Tosus says the following, that you know what? Therefore, Yibum cannot be done. Don't do Yibum to Leah, because that will be a violation of Asa Levato Mitzvah Yibum Legabe Racha, regarding Racha. So do Chalitza. So Tosus says, you know what you see from that? Just take a look at that case. No, that's not called a Chalitza Psula. That's not called a Chalitza Psula. Don't do Yibum to Leah, but rather do Chalitza. Do Chalitza. And that chalitza is going to exempt. How can that chalitza exempt if you can't do yibum? Why would that be a chalitza kshera? Because Rashi's hagadara is that if yibum cannot be done, that means the chalitza is a chalitza psula. That's Tosus's kasha. Tosus's kasha against Rashi. Oh, so the Rashba writes the following. Rashi writes the following. But you know what? Poshub Shat, even Rashi would agree that if what's driving the Isser of Yibum, is something that is wholly extraneous, not something that affects the Zika at all, but something such as Asa Levato Mitzvah Siyavim, that as a result of doing Yibum to Leah, you cannot do Yibum to Rachel. So in such a case, maybe even then Rashi would agree, but that indeed is not called a chalitza psula. Maybe even Rashi could agree in principle that if you're dealing with something where the iser is completely minatzah, and there is no chisarn in the actual yibum itself, but as a result of yibum to A, so therefore B is exempted without yibum chalitza, that even Rashi would agree is not considered to be a chalitza, a chalitza. That's an important kiddush that the Rashba writes. Okay, you have to go over these hagdaras. Okay, let's just start. Mr. Shon pick up tomorrow, right? The sugya daf Yudbeis of Tsaras Mima'enes. Tsaras Mima'enes. Okay, Shmuel says the following kiddush. If you have a case of Tsaras Mima'enes Asura. What is the case? Very, very simple. Very, very simple. Right? A man dies. He has two wives. Who are these women? One is a gedola. Okay? So that is Ishus Midaraisa. The other is a ketana. In this particular case, we're talking about Kedushin Yin. If a father marries off his daughter, that's a kedushin which is daraisa, right? Let's assume the father died, and she's married off by others, the mother, the brother. In such a case, that is only a kedushin derabanan, and you know what? That is subject to milah. She can refuse. She can refuse even after the marriage takes place. And you know what that refusal means? That the marriage was nekar lamafreya. You don't need a get. The marriage was not chal. And it means that she can marry the krovim of this man, because if the marriage was not chal, so therefore, it's not that mikana la'aba, but even la'mafreya, there is no issues in any shape or form. Okay? So here you have the case where a man dies and he has two wives. One is a gedola, one is a ketana, one is a kedushin daraisa, the gedola, one is a kedushin which indeed is drabanan. Oh. Let's assume, for example, that you know what? There's a relationship between the Avam and that Ketana. Let's say that that's one of the relationships of Arayos in such a case. What happens? The great Chiddush HaGemara says that Miyana HaKetana, let's assume, for example, Miyun takes place. What? Takes place who, what, when? When she was married to the husband. she was fine. All of a sudden, her husband dies. Now, you know what means the next step? Yimum chalitza, that she injects him. The miyun is done, miyana biyavam. Miyana biyavam, ma'achar misa sabal. No, well, we'll have to talk about that. But let's assume that's fine. Miyun can be done as long as there is a residual issues. That's true, obviously, while the husband is alive. That's true even when the husband dies, because there is yibum. And if the miyun is done, the kedushin is nekam afreya. It turns out she was never married to the deceased. But nonetheless, right, in this case, if miyun is done by the ktana, sarasa asu, sarasa utsu. Well, so now the Gemara is bothered by the following. What exactly does that mean? Shmuel says, it's saras mima enes asur. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara says the following, that asur laman. Who indeed are we talking about? No? That if miyun is done asur, maybe one possibility is the following, that it means la'achim. You know what that means? If she does miyun, that, you know what, there's an isur to all of the other brothers. The Gemara says, wait a second, that cannot be, no? After all, that hashti hi gufa sharia, she herself is muteres, the ketana, miyana bazeh muteres bazeh. No, if she does miyun to this brother, she can still go ahead and marry the other brothers. Sarasa mibayas, you're going to assume the following, that after miyun there is a concept of tsaros. No, it means the following, but it means that ella lididei. It means the following, that if miyun indeed is done, that you know what, that Rashi says that the Zika is uprooted, and therefore there is an Isser Drabanan, Simur Teshasach, Hov lo miyun adarishan, because the miyun was not done while she was married to the husband. The miyun was only done afterwards. Okay? So the Gemara raises the following, that umayishna mema enes d'sharya lachim, if miyun is done, she is able to go ahead and to marry the brothers, because lo avdu umaysa, because after all, the miyun was not directed toward them, the miyun was directed toward the single individual. Saranami lo avdu umaysa, the same thing is true of the saros as well. But Saros did not do any action, nor should render them Asura. So therefore, why do we assume that there should be an Isser of Saras Mima Enes, Saras Amenes? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara answers as follows, not an important Kiddush, no? That Gzeiro Mishum Saras Bito Mima Enes. Gzeiro Mishum Saras Bito Mima Enes. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara says simply, no, a man goes ahead and marries a ketana, and you know what? Who is this ketana? You know what the answer is? His niece. A man goes ahead and marries his young niece, and he marries another woman as well, a gdola. This man has two wives. One is a ketana, who's his niece, right? Another is a gdola. All of a sudden, he goes ahead and dies. And so now the other woman, the other woman, fine. This woman, that's his daughter. Oh, wow. So a man is married to two women. One is Kedushin Daraisa, good. One is Kedushin Miyun. He dies, and all of a sudden that young girl is Nofelis the Ibum to her father. But when your father is alive, isn't that Kedushin Daraisa? This is what we call a Yesoma B'chai Ha'ad. A father has a right to marry his daughter. But if a father marries off his daughter and lets us some friends really get divorced, the father has no longer any right. So therefore, even though the father has a right, he lost that right. That's the phrase in the Gemara, a yesom b'chayav, that she has a din of a yesoma. She's not b'rishu sa'av, even though the father is still alive. Okay. So in this case, unusual, no? You have a man married to two women. One is a ketana, one is a gdola. Yeah.
Rabbi, I'm so sorry. I just need to practice really quick.
Yeah, sure, please. Help yourself. So we have two cases, right? Married to a Ketana, married to a Gedola. The Ketana is the niece, the Yavam is the father. In that case, that you have to recognize that there's no possibility. That there's no possibility, obviously, of Yimut, your father and daughter. And in that case, you know what? Saras, Bita, Mema'enes, that is certainly considered to be that which is us. Well, so that's the Gemara. The Gemara tells us the following, because after all, that looks as though that was Saras Vito. At the time that the brother died, after all, she was not felicim from her father. In that case, certainly there's a tour of Saras. So go through the Shakvatari of the Gemara. Now, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara that tells us the following. That Saras Memenes is Asura, Mishum Gzeira. A Gzeira of what? Saras Bita Memenes. Okay. And why is that Asur? Also as a Gzeira, because Bishas Nafila Nires Kitsaras Bita. It looks like Arayas. Whoa, that's a pretty long chain. No? In this particular case, it looks as though this is a case of Arayas, where, there is Nefila Yibum between a father and a daughter. Okay? Even though there was Miun, and Miun means that the tradition was Nekra L'mafreya, but nonetheless, the Shas Nefila Nires, Kitsaras Vito. Therefore, as a Gzeret Rabbanan, we forbid Saras Vito Mima'enes. And as an extension of that Gzeret Rabbanan, of Saras Vito Mima'enes, we forbid all cases, Saras Mema'enes Asura, even if it's not a case of Bito at all. Wow, that's a pretty heavy chain. No? That's a pretty heavy chain. Step A is Niras Ketzaras Bito. Step B, Saras Bito Mema'enes is Asura. Good. Step C, all cases of Saras is Asura, Atut Saras Bito. Atut Saras Bito. Wow. So take a look at the Ritva, right? We'll have to pick up, but take a look at the Ritva. Isn't this a classic case of a gzera that the chain is too long? The chain is too long. And enochinami. The Ritva goes a step further. That you know what? Take a look at the Hemshech of the Gemara. That Rabba disagrees. And Rabba assumes that this is not true. Wow. Even though Shmuel said yes, Rabba says that's not true. That Saras Mema'enes the Alma Sharia. Because that would be a Gzera the Gzera. Wow. So it's pretty fascinating. The Ritva writes that Gufa, the Machlokis and Argamara, between Shmuel and Rava, is whether you can have such an extensive chain when you have Gzeros Drabana. Shmuel says that's okay, and Rava says that is not okay. The Ritva says, what is the Machlokis? Rava views them as independent Gzeros. And Shmuel will invoke the principle, Beitz Dav Gimel, Kula Chada Gzerehi, Kula Chada Gzerehi. Okay, so this is what we have to discuss. Now, let's go through the technical case. Now, what is Saras Memenes? What is Saras Vito Memenes? And what is nearest to Saras Vito? Now, go through the stages, and what emerges, the Ritva rise is a huge mafokus as to what extent this is called Kula Chada Gzerehi, or whether that is not the case. Now, how are you Magdir? So take a look at the Rambam Kamos. There is an important Rambam Pirush Mishnayos that's in the Mishnah and Shabbos and Daf Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin and Shabbos is the Mishnah of the Metonomim, where you know what, that Hatmana is Aser. The Rambam is very bothered. Hatmana and Shabbos sounds like Gzera. Don't go ahead and wrap the pot at all, because Shemi Yatmin Berenetz, because maybe you'll end up wrapping the pot with something that contains coals. Okay, and what's the problem? Oh, and if something contains coals, Shemi Yachate Begechalim. Maybe you're going to end up raking and stirring up those coals in order to go ahead and to increase the heat. So Hatmana is Aser B'chol Davar, as a Gzeres Shemiyat in Beremetz, and even if one is mapped in Beremetz with coals, that's also because of Shemiyachat in Gecholim. Oh, so the Rambam there, Pirush Mishnah, is Dalav and Shabbos. Why isn't that called the Gzeres? That chain sounds very, very long. very, very long. You know, the Rambam writes, just an important yisod, that whether something is a gzer, the gzer kodach al gzerihi, the Rambam there writes there's a historical component. There's a historical component. What exactly happened? You mean you can't have a gzera de rabbanan, which is a lo plug? Really? You can't have a lo... We always assume lo plug rabbanan. Oh, I'm concerned about this, so this is us, sir, and I broaden up. Well, of course that's true. If the very enactment of the gzera was a lo plug, that's not called a gzera de gzera. So if I'm concerned about shemi echata de gecholi, and therefore I make a gzera de rabbanan, do not engage in a hatmana for that purpose. That's not called a gzer l'gzera. The Rambam writes an important consideration. You know what a gzer l'gzera is? That Bez Din A will say that I'm concerned about Shemi Echata b'gecholim, and therefore do not go ahead and wrap a pot with gecholim. Because Shemi Echata b'gecholim. Okay, good. And you know what? A later Bez Din will come and say, do not be matbin b'chol davar as a gzera shemiyatin b'remetz. That's a gzer l'gzera. Where B is built on A. But if each one is independent, or that's what we called an earlier Shema trade Rabbana, or if all of that was done in one Mamad HaChachamim, so in such a case, that's a regular instance of a low plug. Okay, so take a look there on Pirush Mishnayis, and then take a look at that Rambam, that's in the Marma Komos, and Hilchos Mamrim, down the base, another case, and then Perfeis, Hachates, the case of... Baltosif. What's the problem with making zeros like zeros? Why is that something that is so difficult? But the Ritman Aaron Sugya writes, this is critical. This is the machlokes, you know, it's enough in days, about whether you have cases of Tzoras Mamenes, do we call it a gzera the gzera, or indeed, do we not? Okay, that's a Hashem, we'll pick up.